कलयुग का शुभारंभ शराबत का अनावरण।
The special presentation right here on NDTV. So we are at the site of the Noida International Airport, which was the groundbreaking ceremony happened. Shilanyas, as it is called, has happened in Noida, in Jewar. There is a grand plan that is in place over the several years on how to build this as the largest airport in Asia, envisioned to have 5 to 6 runways. No such airport has ever existed in this country to cater to a massive traffic. And the whole plan, if you look at it, when you will see in our presentation, you will realize that it's a city in itself which is being planned. It's a grand plan which will spread over many, many decades, phase one of which will be unveiled in 2024. What is the project like? Obviously, there are some teething issues of compensation and all, which we have addressed in earlier reports. But what is this airport like? What is it going to do? And what is this going to mean for not just Western UP, not just for Delhi NCR, but the whole of the country as this region gets its second big airport? Let's take a look at this report. So how is this airport going to be like? Kaisa hai ye airport? Ab aapke samne laate hain ek hybrid interview with Kiran Jain, the COO of the Noida International Airport. Aur hamare samne we've got this model of the airport. Kiran ji, thank you so much for speaking to us on NDTV. Can you explain to us? Let's take a look at this model and imagine if this has already happened, right? So let's start from here. This is the Yamuna Expressway right here.
Yes. So मैं ऐसे एक्सप्लेन करती हूँ इसको कि जैसे कि आप पैसेंजर हो, ठीक है? सो आई थिंक दैट्स द इजीएस्ट वे टू अंडरस्टैंड इट। सो जैसे कि कोई पैसेंजर है वो दिल्ली से आ रहा है, वो यमुना एक्सप्रेसवे से आएगा। यमुना एक्सप्रेसवे टू हमारी जो प्रॉपर्टी लाइन है जहाँ से एयरपोर्ट शुरू होता है, वहाँ पे हमने एक एग्जिट बनाना है। दैट एग्जिट विल बी प्रोवाइडेड टू अस बाय द गवर्नमेंट ऑफ यूपी। उस एग्जिट के साथ यू विल एंटर द एयरपोर्ट।
एयरपोर्ट दिस ग्लोबली ऑल ऑफ दिस इज गवर्नमेंट ऑफ यूपी।
सो यू विल हैव एक्सेस कमिंग इन फ्रॉम दिल्ली एंड कमिंग इन फ्रॉम आगरा, अलाउिंग यू फॉर अ वेरी मॉडर्न क्लोवर शेप एग्जिट एंट्री पॉइंट। वंस इट एंटर्स इन टू आवर प्रॉपर्टी, उससे बाद आप जब अंदर जाओगे आप देखोगे लेफ्ट हैंड साइड पे हमने एक कॉन्सेप्ट लगाना है जिसका नाम है पीटीसी। इट इज बेसिकली ए ड्यूअलिटी ऑफ अ पार्किंग सिस्टम जहां पे मशीन शॉप होगी, गैस स्टेशन होगा, ईवी चार्जिंग पॉइंट्स होंगे,
व्हिच इज राइट हियर।
जैसे कि आप एग्जिट से निकले ना, आप इस तरफ लेफ्ट साइड को देखिएगा,
सो यू हैव गॉट दैट एरिया।
सो उसका ये रिटेल भी होगा, यहाँ पे खाने का भी होगा। सो जो यात्री हैं जो दिल्ली से आगरा जा रहे हैं या आगरा से दिल्ली जा रहे हैं, इट इज लाइक अ रेस्ट स्टॉप। लेकिन ये ऑल कंक्लूसिव रेस्ट स्टॉप होगा जिसपे ऑल काइंड ऑफ एक्टिविटी होगी फॉर एवरीबॉडी। मतलब कभी गाड़ी में कोई प्रॉब्लम आ गई, यहाँ पे गैराज होगा। सो वो दैट टाइप ऑफ फैसिलिटी हम यहाँ पे लगा रहे हैं। ये जो
टेक्निकली वी हैव स्टिल नॉट एंटर्ड द एयरपोर्ट ओवर हियर।
आई मीन यू एंटर्ड द एयरपोर्ट प्रॉपर्टी बट यू नॉट एंटर्ड द टर्मिनल बेसिकली, बट यू आर हेडिंग टुवर्ड्स दैट एरिया। नाउ एज यू आर ड्राइविंग थ्रू, हाँ आप ड्राइव कर रहे हो, लेट्स इमेजिन दिस इज अ सेंट्रल स्पाइन। हमारा जो सारा रोडवे सिस्टम है इट इज बेस्ड ऑन अ वन वे सिस्टम, मतलब वन वे टू एंटर एंड वन वे टू कम आउट। सो देयर विल बी नो ड्यूलिंग ट्रैफिक। Okay, now the beauty of this is what it allows is ki hamare ek hi level pe departure hai aur ek hi level pe arrival hai,
which is
to ye alag alag nahi hai, right here.
Okay,
lekin main yahan se shuru karti hu to aap ye central spine se aaye, on your left and right hand side aapko kya dikhega, aapko hamara fuel farm dikhega which is basically one of the spines of commercial business at the airport, kyunki yahi se tel jayega for all the airport,
right?
और यहाँ का जो तेल है इट इज ऑल कम्प्लीटली हाइड्रेंट फ्यूल, मतलब ऑल द पाइपलाइंस आर अंडरग्राउंड। कोई भी पाइपलाइन ऐसी नहीं है जो ओवरग्राउंड है। सो नाउ दैट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट बिकॉज दैट्स हाउ यू रन सस्टेनेबल ऑपरेशंस एट एन एयरपोर्ट, राइट? तो लेफ्ट और राइट में आपको होटल्स दिखेंगे, आपको कन्वेंशन सेंटर दिखेगा विच इज ऑल ऑफ दिस, राइट? और यहीं पर आपको offices dikhenge for the various concessionaires jo hamare yahan pe hamare sath kaam karenge. As you come in, you get closer to the terminal. Agar to koi VIP wagaira ki departure ho, that has a separate entry into the VIP area.
Okay.
Even though the terminal is one, lekin unki alag entry hoti
hai. Entry alag.
Haan, theek hai. Aur yahin par bhi hamare paas ek GA aur separate VVIP terminal hai.
Okay.
Unki bhi entry into that area alag se hai.
Sure.
Lekin jo aam passenger hai, wo seedha aayega yahan pe. Agar kisi ko drop off karna ho, to wo saamne chala jayega. Wo yahan se drop off hoga. Aur bilkul aage humne ek concept create kiya hai, which is actually called a forecourt. Aur is forecourt mein bilkul commercial activity hai. Forecourt ke liye jaane ke liye tumhe passenger banne ki zarurat nahi hai.
Okay.
You could very well just be ki aapne shopping aana hai, aapne bahar kahin khana hai, lekin aapne fly nahi karna.
So you come to the airport.
You just come to the airport. So ye jo airport hai, ye ek destination ban jata hai.
Okay. And what part of the building is that?
So agar aap this. Aage ko dekhoge na, terminal ke aage
one
ko,
next to the Indian
aap
flag.
Aap niche dekho. Aapko dikhai de raha hai wo open area.
Yeah.
That is actually a forecourt.
Okay.
Kyunki jo departure level hai, it's a staircase going up. Then you will reach the departure level.
Okay.
So ye jo area hai, this is not just for passengers. This area is for anyone and everyone. Jisko bhi aana ho yahan pe, kuch achha khane ke liye, kuch buy karne ke liye, ye hum pura area commercialize karenge.
So the point that Ms. Kiran Jain is explaining is actually this area, this light you see right here. Ye jo light dikhai de rahi hai, in the main terminal, the arrival and departure is this at the same level?
Yes.
Or wo, that is actually a forecourt?
Yes.
You don't have to be a flyer to be there. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, which
so that's
means
the main terminal.
You can absolutely indulge. Now, why is this important? It's important because this is how you will end up creating a destination.
Correct.
For everyone around this catchment area, they can just come here.
What ye building kya hai? What is this building? Next to the Indian flag?
ये हमारी जो बिल्डिंग है, हमारा ग्राउंड ट्रांसपोर्टेशन सेंटर है. आप राइट और लेफ्ट यहाँ पे देखोगे कि एक तरफ हमारी मेट्रो की कनेक्टिविटी और दूसरी तरफ हमारी हाई स्पीड की कनेक्टिविटी.
ओके.
ठीक है.
द मेट्रो एंड द हाई स्पीड रेल आर गोइंग टू कम हियर. दैट्स द स्टेशन
ऑन द साइड.
ओके.
ठीक है. लेकिन ये जो बीच का एरिया है, पहले फेज में ये ओपन पार्किंग लॉट होगा, फिर ये मल्टी लेवल पार्किंग लॉट बन जाएगा.
Sure.
और इसी से ये ग्राउंड ट्रांसपोर्टेशन सेंटर भी बन जाएगा. Sure. अब ये जो आपको दिखाई दे रहा है ये यू शेप, ये हमारा पहला होटल होगा.
ओके.
ओके.
राइट हियर.
हाँ. सो ये होटल की अभी वी आर क्लोज टू वर्किंग आउट और गोइंग आउट टू द आरएफपी, बट दिस इज व्हाट वी विल
कॉन्सेंट्रेट ऑन.
जैसे कि टर्मिनल आएगा वैसे ये होटल
राइट नेक्स्ट टू द बिल्डिंग.
राइट. और उसके पीछे जो है वो एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव ऑफिसेज
है. ओके. व्हाट इज दिस बिल्डिंग? दिस वन.
सो दिस इज एक्चुअली दिस व्हाट यू आर लुकिंग एट हियर इज योर फेज वन एंड फेज टू ऑफ द टर्मिनल.
ओके.
सो व्हिच मींस Phase 1 is what we will deliver by 24.
So 2024, you're going to deliver one runway, which is this one or this one?
It's going to be the northern runway.
Okay, so the northern runway right yes. here yes. is going to be delivered in 2024.
With?
Ye banega 2024 mein ye ek runway. Haan. Aur ye terminal yahan par jo hai, this terminal will be functional.
Terminal actually 30 million passenger ka capacity ka dikhaya gaya hai. Ye hum iska aadha karenge. Isi ko replicate karke ye 30 ka ho jayega.
Okay.
So for first, we will start with 12 million. Hai na? So, ये जो आप देख रहे हो, this is sort of the connectivity of both the terminals.
Hmm.
ये terminal 1 है, ये terminal 2 है.
Okay.
So, terminal 1 is made up of phase 1 and 2, or yeah. terminal 2 is made up of
3 and 4.
3 and 4.
Okay.
So, that's what the plan is. What you're looking at right here is a 70 to 72 million passenger capacity airport.
Okay.
So, like I told you, 2024, we will deliver this part, जो आप आगे देख रहे हो.
Yeah. And then,
yes.
subsequently, the whole project, how much time does it take?
Okay. So,
and
this,
by
let
the
me
way,
just
these
finish.
Are just two runways.
There too, but as you will see on the other side, sure. we will grow it, right?
Yeah.
So once we are done, you know, this is what you've seen for the passenger perspective.
Yeah.
There's a whole other action happening here from the cargo.
Yeah, the multimodal cargo.
Yes.
Okay.
ये जो cargo की facility है, आप देखेंगे eastern side से separate access है.
Okay.
हमने बहुत ध्यान से ये किया है कि हमारे western side से
separate.
हाँ.
Okay.
और सारी logistics movement, trucks की, goods की वगैरह, वो सारी eastern side से होगी. So बिल्कुल अलग है. और इसलिए अलग है क्योंकि वहाँ पे कंजेशन नहीं क्रिएट करना.
यस.
राइट. सो दैट इज एग्जैक्टली हाउ दिस इज प्लान.
देयर इज अ फिजिकल सेपरेशन. आप देखें ये जो भाग है यहाँ से, दिस पोर्शन इज गोइंग टू बी ओनली फॉर कार्गो विच हैज अ सेपरेट एंट्री फ्रॉम द बैक. दिस हैज नथिंग टू डू विद द पैसेंजर्स हु कम इन फ्रॉम द फ्रंट.
या. और ये जो कार्गो का है, ये जो अभी जैसे टिपिकल एयरपोर्ट्स पे कार्गो टर्मिनल होता है, हमारा जो प्लान है, हमारी जो विजन है, ये पूरा एक कार्गो विलेज बन रहा है.
Okay.
इसका क्या मतलब है? इसका मतलब यह है कि टर्मिनल भी होंगे, वेयरहाउसिंग भी होगी, प्रोसेसिंग फैसिलिटी भी होगी, उसके साथ साथ ट्रकिंग की पार्किंग भी होगी, और फिर जो ट्रकिंग सपोर्टिंग इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर है वो भी होगा, विच मीन्स रेस्टोरेंट्स वगैरह ना जो ट्रक स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्डर्स के लिए फैसिलिटीज होती हैं वो सब यही होंगी. नाउ द रीजन फॉर डूइंग दिस लाइक दिस इज बिकॉज इट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट कि सी मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम पैसेंजर पे सारी कॉन्सेंट्रेशन होती है. अभी हम क्या कर रहे हैं कि हम कार्गो पे भी बहुत कॉन्सेंट्रेशन दे रहे हैं क्योंकि जहाँ पे
हमारे ऑल्सो पार्ट ऑफ फेज वन
पार्ट ऑफ द कार्गो इज पार्ट ऑफ फेज
पार्ट ऑफ द दैट मीन्स बाय 2024 अ पार्ट ऑफ दैट टर्मिनल और ये एंड अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ दिस कार्गो
यस विल बी देयर. That is our plan for now.
Okay. What is going to be the capacity overall once this is done? Also, I wanted to ask you, ये कितने साल का आप project देख रहे हैं? Just these two runways.
See, our investment in the project is totally based on the demand, right?
Okay.
But if you look at it and everything goes exactly the way it's supposed to go, which yeah. we believe it will.
Yeah.
Because एक तो यहाँ पे cargo का potential बहुत आया है, passenger throughput volume is promising.
Sure.
So I would say within 20 to 25 years का ये पूरा खत्म हो जाएगा.
In 20 to 25 years.
Yes.
This is going to be completed. So by 2024 tak a part is going to be completed. Yeah, all the other things, facilities will come up.
Yes, and how they will grow is basically whenever we hit 80% capacity of one phase, we start construction on the second phase.
Nice, nice.
And the beauty is, aapko bhi pata hai ki hamari jo propensity to spend on travel hai, aur jo hamare logo ko travel karne ka ichha hai, it is very strong.
Yeah.
So we are pretty confident ki we won't
have
will
meet
problem.
This demand.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So Kiranji has explained the vision for the next 20 odd years, two decades, of two runways right here. And you've got Terminal 1 and 2 and a separate cargo facility. Now, this is not it. As Ms. Kiran Jain will now tell us, this is just a part of the story. Picture abhi baki hai. So let's go to the other stall. So these are two runways right here. We are now moving towards runway number 4, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6. Let's quickly take a look at this model right here. Yes, Kiranji. Now here is where the magic begins.
Yes. This is actually the ultimate vision of the airport based on one of the master plans that was put together by the agency that the state works
so,
with.
Just to put it straight, ye 20 years ke baad ka hai.
Not really. See, everything depends upon how quickly the demand grows, how quickly the market grows.
Sure.
We have trigger points in putting our investment in. But all I would like to say when you look at this is that we do have the ability and the capacity
to do this.
To do this. But this kind of a development is fully dependent on the demand, the market, how it reacts, what is required.
So what you saw in the earlier model, Ashok Mahale will show you, was, Kiranji, this part. We saw just this.
नॉर्थन रनवे देखा आपने सदर्न रनवे देखा और आपने ये बीच के कनेक्टिंग रनवे देखी है टैक्सी वे
नाउ इज द विजन फॉर द फ्यूचर व्हिच इज
इट विल ग्रो ऑन दैट साइड बिकॉज आई विल टेल यू व्हाई वन ऑफ द मेन रीजंस फॉर एयरपोर्ट ग्रोथ इज द अवेलेबिलिटी ऑफ लैंड यू सी मोस्ट एयरपोर्ट्स व्हिच आर जो सिटीज के अंदर होती हैं दे आर रिस्ट्रिक्टेड बाय लैंड
करेक्ट
बट इन आवर केस वी हैव द एबिलिटी विद द सपोर्ट ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट टू एक्चुअली हैव द लैंड सो देयर इज नथिंग स्टॉपिंग दिस एडवांसमेंट सो द इवेंचुअल मास्टर प्लान is a 5 up to a 6 runway plan.
Yeah.
This is what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so post 20 years, 20 साल का एक vision है for this particular phase, which is also divided in, by the way, 4 phases, you said.
Everything is divided in phases.
Okay.
So this is divided in 4 phases, but every phase is triggered, like I told you, by growth and demand, and immediately we will start constructing the next phase.
Okay.
Once this is done, then land is already being acquired.
It's a pretty massive airport.
Yes, of course.
Can you tell us in terms of size, how much is this particular site which we saw on the other?
I'll say close to about 1400 hectares. And this
1400 hectares?
Another 3400 hectares.
And that's how the total becomes about
5,800.
5,800 hectares.
Yes. Okay. So everything is done in blocks, which is the right way to do such an investment. Yes.
Let's briefly talk about this and this. What is this? I mean, I can see that they all have separate entries.
Yes, because each one of them has their own commercial aerotropolis, what we call. Yeah. So there is an
aerotropolis.
Yes, okay. Or an aerocity. There are many words, but what it basically means is that there's a whole commercial infrastructure which supports the passenger volume.
Yeah.
Right? So yahan pe businesses hoti hain, offices hoti hain, aur type ki commercial activity hoti hai, which gives a life to the airport. The airport is not just ki aaye aur gaye.
Correct.
Right? So that is what the vision is, aur har ek phase ka wahi vision hai.
Hmm.
So as long as the market supports us, as long as the demand is there.
No, I wanted to ask you, so this is where the passengers come in, this is for cargo, then the same drill is followed here.
Well,
so basically these are three different airports in a way.
No. It will be one airport infrastructure.
Okay, let me give you a hypothetical situation. I'm supposed to board a flight, Kiranji, and I'm told terminal 3A or 3 of the Noida International Airport. Where do I go? From what I gather, this is terminal 1 and 2.
Okay.
Then 3 will be something like this.
So, I will tell you one thing. The signage on the airport is also a pure science. So, our signage is such that you will never reach the terminal.
Okay.
If we reach, it means that we have not done our work properly. So, don't worry.
Okay. So, this 2 is cargo right here?
No. So, we haven't really gone very deep into this planning. But yes, as the cargo grows, this will also grow in the same fashion.
Okay.
Just remember that any investment is based on market triggers.
Correct.
But what you have to think, which is the heralding thought, is that there is the land to develop a project.
And there is this optimism ki log aayenge and the airport will be successful.
Yes.
Right? And that's why you've...
And asli baat to ye ki aise project ke liye hum akele nahi kar sakte. हमारे साथ यूपी गवर्नमेंट का बहुत ज्यादा सपोर्ट है और उनके सपोर्ट के बल पे तो ये सारे प्रोजेक्शंस हो रहे हैं.
Let's,
so we are very positive.
Let's compare this to the Indira Gandhi International Airport and just this terminal alone. If we were to compare, how big is this in comparison?
See, that is wrong. ऐसी comparison हम करना नहीं चाहते. Because Delhi,
no, in terms of capacity, only capacity.
Capacity, okay. This is a 30 million, I would say T2. Right, 30 million? Yeah. Because T3 is about 60. Yeah. So, half of jo naya terminal hai, uska aadha maan ke socho.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then eventually, the capacity of this whole thing, say about 30 years from now or 40 years from now, because this you say is a 2-decade long project, depending on how things go.
Yeah.
What is the overall capacity that you envision?
Difficult for me to say.
But roughly.
But I mean, you can do the math yourself, right? Mm. You just sort of, I would say about 140, 150 million.
Mm.
Yeah. Which is not it's a big number, but it's an achievable number because the beauty of our country and our state is the population.
Yes.
So it can happen.
Let's just hope, Ms. Kiran Jain, that this airport gives the much needed flight to the ambitions of not just Western UP, not just Noida or Agra or the nearby areas, but India being envisioned as the biggest airport, not just in India but in Asia, the fifth largest in the world.
Well, again, it depends how you measure largest by landmass, maybe.
Yeah.
But most airports, their movements, the number of air traffic movements at an airport, determines how big or how busy you are. So it depends upon what scale you use.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Kiran Jain, thank you so much for your time. Thank you. Thank you for explaining in great detail.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we have the Chief Development Officer, Mr. Nicholas Schenk, with us of the Noida International Airport. And we have got these cool 3D hologram glasses on because he's giving us a 3D experience. Mr. Nicholas, the design of the airport, I want to ask you what thought has gone into this, which we can see in a 3D form right now?
In the... The thought and the overall design is to have the area available to use it in the most efficient way and to provide as maximum infrastructure to cover the whole demand coming out of this whole area.
Mm-hmm.
And this 3D model helps us. This is actually kind of called hologram, and these are the hololenses, where compared to the physical model which you have seen outside with these devices, you have the possibility to zoom in, to zoom out, to turn the pictures. Or
go inside like a virtual airport.
Like a virtual tour, and you can really like get a glimpse of how then it will look like and how Instagrammable our design of the terminal is, but also you get a better dimension or a better feeling of the dimensions of the size, of the length of the whole airport, and and for this this is a great tool to kind of showcase all that.
To explain to people what it has. So this is phase one or the overall airport?
No, this is what you see highlighted, which is hatched in a lighter light. This is this is the phase 470 million airport.
Okay.
And then you have the other runways, which then will be the post our concession duration, but that's like...
We can actually... This is how it is going to be developed. The Noida International Airport will be written in this particular way. You'll have... it's a pretty neat model, I must say.
And now it's already experienceable in a 3D version. Yeah. So as you would drive by with your own car then later when we then really have built it. I mean, from here you still have to physically construct it. That's because we also intend to be a very digital airport. So we had the idea of saying, let's explore how much digital we can go in the planning and in the design and in showcasing the design to explain it to the larger audience.
You know, you should throw this open to the public at some point.
Then you have to send it with the HoloLens. So that's maybe the only limitation, that it is only visible with the HoloLens.
Yeah. But no, like a little gallery where people can come and see the airport.
That is something we have planned. There will be an information center at the airport when we then start the construction within the next couple months. And we will for sure have these kind of tools to showcase the our airport project.
Well, as the chief development officer, I would say happy developing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So the greater vision as far as this project is concerned of the Noida International Airport, I want to introduce Mr. Daniel Bercher, the CMD of the Noida International Airport. Thank you very much, Mr. Daniel.
Thank you.
The function is over now. This is a grand plan. I just saw the model right here. Has anything of this scale been done by you in the past? Or is this actually a first, given the volume of passengers that you envision?
Thank you, Samkit. We have at Zurich Airport, we have been one of the investors of Bangalore Airport 15 years ago. So we have developed at an early stage also in a greenfield airport. So we are aware of all the challenges that you have, the permits, how we do it, the financing. So we have a lot of respect for this project, that's clear, but we are quite confident that we understand what needs to be done, that we have the relationship with the government, with the airlines, our main customers, to build something which is actually in need at the moment.
Mr. Daniel, one of the things or one of the concerns that one, and we've seen this, and I don't want to jinx this right on the word go, but you've seen many countries experimenting with giant airports and giant projects without doing the due feasibility because, you know, countries romanticize the idea of things being big and, you know, go for a big splash. There are some examples in Europe also. But I see that over here there is a sort of a sustainable model that you are going phase-wise. What's the vision behind that?
So we as developers, we have a concession contract for 40 years, and that concession envisages the construction of an airport in phases up to a capacity of 70 million passengers.
So concession means that you have time for 40 years to carry out this project in its full scale. That means six runways.
This is not defined. The concession agreement says you have to build the infrastructure for a certain capacity of passengers. Mm-hmm. So what will happen now, the first phase will be done for 12 million passengers.
Okay.
And obviously a first runway is needed for that. Then afterwards we will do studies, and whenever we are closing towards this demand, a couple of years beforehand, we do another study and build the next phase. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the infrastructure in the model, you see we build one part, we will replicate it, and that will double the capacity to 30 million. That is still possible with one runway.
Correct.
The next step, phases 3 and 4 of our concession, foresees a second runway, which gives us the capacity for 70 million passengers.
You spoke about permissions, land acquisition, one of the major concerns across the world, not just in India. Are you confident that this project and the scale at which it is being envisioned will see the light of the day, particularly as far as permissions are concerned?
So I can talk now for our phase of the concession. And I must say the government has done a fantastic work in structuring this land acquisition. It's really a showcase that we have seen here. And we are confident that for our concession, the land issue will be or is resolved without any further issues.
Mr. Daniel, You know, when you imagine an airport, when you conceptualize an airport, what are the things that go into your mind while designing an airport? I mean, it's not just passengers coming and going. What thought goes behind designing an airport, especially of this scale?
You mentioned the first point. I mean, at the very onset of any of these projects is how do we envisage the passenger flow? Mm-hmm. How do we envisage the journey of the passenger starting from home to the airport, into the plane, and then onwards? So it has to be smooth, it has to be seamless, it has to be technology supported. So that's mm-hmm. the second aspect. We are trying to digitize as much as possible, that it helps. Digitization is always a means to the end to help the passenger to avail services to have an easy journey. Mm-hmm. I would say another important element is we are in 2021 and we cannot build new infrastructure without looking at the environmental impact. So mm-hmm. we said right from the beginning we want to construct an airport with net zero emissions. So
can you explain what will net zero emission mean? Because, you know, all over the world, many people carry different versions of how net zero is perceived. So what is your perception of net zero? What will this airport do?
So what it means in practice...
Right from phase one.
Yeah, right from phase one. What it means in practice are basically three or four main elements. The first one is we will produce our energy that we need on site through solar energy production. So with panels... that is possible to a large extent. If we have a gap, we will buy it from another solar plant which is outside. Mm-hmm. Then we will do all the necessary retention infrastructure for rainwater harvesting so that we don't have to draw additional groundwater resources, but mm-hmm. we reuse it, we clean, we make sure no effluents go outside. We have then a third plan is related to waste. So we minimize the waste, and whatever waste we have is either recycled or is processed, if possible, on-site. We have plans for a waste-to-gas generator here to produce biogas with that waste, so that the impact, the overall CO2 emission of the airport is neutralized.
Do I get to see you in 2024 for the unveiling and inauguration of phase one?
That is my plan, and I'm looking forward to that.
I'm waiting. Thank you very much,
Mr.
Dan.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you.